Hello, people. I'm Septic Scar
Yeah,
Coma.
skeptic. That name is just so hard to read, like pronounce. I know, so long and
No.
hard.
It's a medical word. Well, septic. Not septic, but sarcoma is a medical word.
I thought it was like some Mexican name or something.
No.
Sarcoma.
That'd be funny. No, it quite literally means, shit bone cancer. The septic is like
Oh,
sewage waste,
fuck.
and sarcoma is a
So
type
you
of
have
bone
bone
cancer.
cancer?
No, I don't. The reason the name is like that is because I like this genre of music called gore grind, and I thought it sounded like a gore grind title. That's really it.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is like, yeah, by the way, I think I have like, I kind of just plan to stop doing my normal Vidly podcast intros because I think it kind of sounds cringe as fuck. Like, I cringe every time I do it. So, like, as of like today and like the episode I recorded before, pre-recorded, I stopped the intro because it's so cringe.
The intro is cringe, or the whole podcast is cringe?
Well, I
I
don't know.
think,
Well,
but yeah, my bad.
yeah, this is like, yeah.
Does this make me vidly famous? Because I'm on the famous Skibbity Coffees channel.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. I think it's like, kind of just plan to like, someday, maybe if I run out of people to talk to, I might just like interview people outside of Fiddly or some shit.
I
Like,
mean,
I don't know,
yeah.
someday if I run out of people to talk to on the site. Because I actually know a few interesting people outside of Fiddly. Like, I know this, like, this you. I'm. I wouldn't say I'm friends, but like, I have Discord contacts with this, like, pretty small, pretty medium-sized, like, YouTuber. He's like some, like, Muslim YouTuber by the name of, like, Jan Roskowski or something. It's like a
Interesting.
Polish guy who converted to Islam, and he has like 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. I like sometimes like I talk to him on Discord. And I'm just saying, like, I stop caring about Vidly. I might interview him or some shit
I guess
because
I'd,
he's the only he's the probably
yeah.
the most famous person I know.
All right. I mean, I guess that could be interesting, but I don't know. I don't really care for religious or political content all that much.
Oh, then you
Think a lot
probably
of
won't
that's.
like my channel.
Oh, trust me. I find a lot of the political stuff really boring. I think it's stupid and lame, but that's with a lot of political content in general. I think people take the internet way too seriously, but that's
Yeah,
just
but
me.
it's just like, I wanted to talk about this. I kind of wanted to make a video about this, but like,
I
I
don't
went
care
on
what you ask
TikTok a
me.
few times before, but like, a few days ago, I went on TikTok again after years of not using it, and it's just so bad. Like, in terms of just content, like, basically everyone on TikTok is just like these retarded people debating about politics or religion. And, like, literally everyone is stupid on that platform,
I
and
wonder who
like,
that kind of
they're
reminds me
so.
of.
This is
But,
like, YT Shorts is so much better, I'm
Well,
sorry, in
I'm gonna
terms
be
of
kind of
content.
be real with you. I wouldn't know because I don't use TikTok. I don't think ever. So, I wouldn't know. Anything
So it's
else you
just
wanna?
like,
Yeah, what do you wanna? Oh, I thought you were gonna ask something.
how did you
Oh.
first discover Vidly? I know it's a basic question I ask every
No, it's fine.
episode.
I knew about Vidly all the way back in 2020, I believe. Something around then. And I knew it because of, one, if you just look up YouTube alternative, back then it would show up Vidly. I remember watching YTPs, and that was about it. And I never
Oh.
seriously used the site till much. And 2025 or 2024, the 2024 and 2023, that was when, like, Vidly had a lot of gore on it. And I probably saw this. And that's when I started using the site a little bit more seriously because of this one channel that talked about image boards. And I thought that was interesting.
What is the channel's
But,
name?
I'd forgot, but I probably can find it later. But no, more or less, that was it. And then recently, like a month ago, that's probably also the creation of this channel. I find this. I go back on Vidly again. And I see, wow, there isn't gore. And I watched the video by Aniki and Loa about like the changes to the sand. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I'm fine with that. And then I think I watched Shingo's video, one of Shingo's video, and I was like, okay, there's actually cool content being posted here. So that kind of
Oh.
made me decide from switching from YouTube to doing Vidly more. And people seem to
Yeah.
like the stuff I post.
I mean, you could just post on multiple platforms, like post on both YouTube
I kind of
and
do,
Vid.
but
Okay.
I think Vidly has more of my main attention.
This is like,
I have a
what?
question for you
This is like,
actually
I'm trying to
before you
think.
ask. I have a question for you. What did you mean by if they ever did a movie of the Christchurch thing, you'd be a great actor for Baron Tarrant? I kind of want to know what you meant by that.
Well, I explained it in it. I just think I look similar to him, and I know, and I'm knowledgeable about the event. So I feel like I'd probably be like,
and you would act for that willingly.
But I just mean like, this is like, all right. People make movies where like they play Osama bin Laden, or they play Adolf Hitler, or they play like the Columbine shooters, like.
And all of those people were pretty fucking.
I don't know. Or, like, even, like, there's, like, I think a series. I just think, like, I feel like there was. I remember something about, like, some series on Netflix or something where, like, about Jeffrey Dahmer. It's just, like. I don't know why it's just,
oh, you
like.
Mean like the...
I kind of get why people wouldn't like what I said, but it's just, like. People act for bad guys in movies all the time, even if the bad guys are supposed to be real people in real life. Like, I don't really see the problem, because like, people make World War II movies all the time where and someone has to play Adolf Hitler in them.
Oh well, I
people make movies about 9/11 all the time, and someone has to play Osama bin Laden.
Okay. To kind of piggyback off of that, who do you think on the website would be the best Adolf Hitler? I have an answer for me, but I want to hear yours.
Well, what do you mean by that? In terms of just their acting skill, his voice, or his looks?
Let's go with looks and acting skills, because I don't really care for the voice.
Okay,
part.
Acting skills, probably my genuine Sneed, since he's a neo-Nazi. He's probably one of the most knowledgeable people on Hitler, who he was, so could truly play him better than anyone else in terms of acting skill. In terms of looks, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, actually, so. I think my genuine Sneed, you'd probably like shave him and like put on a fake wig and put on and like draw a mustache with a Sharpie or something.
Will my genuine Sneed do meth like Hitler too? I think that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
I don't know. I think he like smokes cigarettes or something.
Cool, I guess. I think the GOAT himself, the best actor in my opinion, best row gamer shows, I think he'd be perfect for Hitler. I think he'd do a great Hitler, being frank. Shout out best bro gamer show.
I don't know. I think it's best bro gamer show. He looks very Middle Eastern, even though he's supposedly like Slavic in DNA. Like, I don't know. To me, he looks best bro gamer show. He literally looks basically exactly like.
Are you calling him shit skinned? That's not nice, dude.
No.
What you call him?
Oh fuck! My parents are coming home. I need to mute for like a few minutes, probably.
That's cool. That's cool. Don't worry. Will you cut that part out? Of you, I'm muted.
Yeah, I'll be muted.
All right, sounds good. Okay. Don't worry.
Hello.
Hello, Skibbity Coffee, how are you?
Yeah, what I was saying was like, sorry.
Okay, are you gonna cut out the
Best Bro Gamer Show, I'm gonna edit down the pauses.
Okay, I just wanna be sure. Do you need to catch some breath, dude?
I'm sorry, it's just I just ran downstairs and ran back up.
No, don't worry.
I'm also fat, by the way, so it makes the
breathing. I'm aware you're fat. I'm aware.
What I was saying was that Best Bro Gamer Show, he looks pretty much almost the exact same as my sister's husband, who's Arab. So like,
that's cool.
That's where I get the impression from, that he looks Middle Eastern.
Is Best Bro Gamer your like brother-in-law or something? Oh, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know. He said he was quote unquote Slavic or whatever. But
yeah,
like,
he's like Russian.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but it's just like
I believe
he
that.
Doesn't
I,
look have you, remotely.
Have you ever?
He doesn't look like a Slav. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, he also said he was Russian, and like if you know, Russia is a multi-ethnic country in general. It is called the. Well, if you didn't know, yeah, there's a lot of Muslims in Russia, but he is Slavic.
I
can attest for that. He said he was, and he pinky promised me he was. So I take his word for it.
All right.
Pinky promise is serious, Skibbity Coffee. I don't know if they teach you that in Japan.
Yeah, I understand. Sorry, I'm eating food right now.
Okay, it's okay. I might get a drink in a bit. Actually, fuck it. I'm gonna go get a drink. One moment. Just cut off the pause, please. This is gonna be the only pause for me, because I just want to get a drink.
So, like,
is that cool?
Why did you just decide to use Vidly?
Why did I use Vidly? I mean,
yeah.
I like that one. The content creators on there. Funny enough, Shingo, Quinn is another person that made me really go like
this place is cool.
Chai Studios too. And a couple Spanish YouTubers I like on here.
Oh.
Those were kind of the reason why I was like, you know what? I like the people that post on here. I have videos that I like making, and I hope people like them. And people seem to like them.
So, like, I don't know. You said you're like...
Yeah, like what?
I don't know if you're not okay sharing it, I can cut this out, but, like, you seem to be actually Mexican-American, not just, like, Chicano or whatever the fuck the term is, like...
Chicano?
It seems you actually are, like, I don't know, something like, I remember there's some sort of, like, slur for, like, Mexican-Americans, Mexicans use or some shit,
okay, so
saying they're, like, basically, like, too white or something.
Okay, so the term I know for Mexican-Americans, pocho. Pocho is what Mexicans call Mexican-Americans. And I'll say that proudly. I'm a fucking pocho. Proud pocho. Chicano is also like, used a lot.
You actually speak Spanish and have been to Mexico many times and know about all their political parties and stuff. Like, very much American culturally still. So, like, you're actually part of both. Not just, like, you aren't just, like, you get what I'm saying? You're, like... You're not just, like, one has slight cultural affiliations with the other, like most of them are.
Well, because that stuff kind of affects family and whatnot.
I'm sorry, meeting. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, about, like... Oh, I guess you're muted.
No, ask.
All right, well, I was gonna say, it's like, most of the Spanish people on Vidly or whatever... I don't know how to explain, but it's just, like, all kind of, like, slop, basically. I don't know how to explain, it's just, like, they have this, like, weird meme where it's just, like, this TTS... guy rambling about random stuff with images for like a minute or two or something, where it's like, but about da 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 da. Where it's, I don't know how to explain. It's like basically just like TTS of some old guy yapping in Spanish about like some random bullshit with images on it, and that's basically all Spanish really is. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do know what you're talking about. I think that's because old Spanish content was like that a lot on the early internet. And two, I think if you knew Spanish, I think you'd find it funnier, or you'd like it more.
This is like, I don't see anyone doing like actual like political rants where it's just them sitting in a room or something yapping about Trump or something in Spanish. It's mostly just memes, basically, is what I'm saying. Look at the
World for Transgressions Spanish version. That'd be cool.
Whoa, that seems kind of funny.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah. I don't know.
One second, be right like, back.
Right.
Be right back, 1 second.
Hey.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, let's finish. Please cut out the silence and any background noise.
Okay.
Alright, okay, let's go.
This is like, I don't know, Spanish Fidley is just so weird. Spanish internet in general, like, I mean...
Well, I think...
There is actually an interesting thing where some memes actually started on the Spanish internet and then came onto the English internet later. Like, for example, iceberg charts, it seems from what I'm looking into it. Iceberg chart videos and stuff have been a thing on Spanish YouTube for years, but, like, it only really became a thing on English YouTube in, like, 2021, but it was a thing way before that on Spanish YouTube. Like,
well,
also, like, also in 2023, the Animan Studios meme with, like,
well, that's because, a lot of Hispanic people find
Axel and Harm meme or something.
They find gay sex to be funny. Another thing, I'm really shocked that you
same.
Don't fuck with Spanish. I'm really shocked that you don't fuck with Spanish memes so much, since they seem a lot of, well, Mexicans in specific love to joke about George Floyd. They still make jokes like that to this day.
Well, the thing is, I don't understand it.
Yeah, no, I don't get it either, because it's not like it's a political. That's like really something that concerns Mexican culture. But no, they think it's the bee's knees. I mean, I don't. I don't know.
It sounds like I need to learn Spanish or something, because I'll be laughing at my ass off all their memes.
You probably would. But with like a lot of Spanish content that you're like. To me, when you call it slop, it's just, one, I don't think you're, one, even on Vidly, I think you're just looking at some of the, just the wrong channels. People who are from Mexico, and some of the Mexican channels, or like, Spanish-speaking channels in general, are pretty good. Like, I like Spider Flying 2005. Like, Ginalist, if you've seen that guy's channel. Oh. Those are two Spanish-speaking people who, speak Spanish, and yeah. There are some good channels, but the other stuff, like the TTS videos, if you knew what they were talking about, you'd probably like those videos more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
And I saw one where it's like that TTS meme stuff, but like where like the images in it, I could tell it was probably going to be really funny. Like it was like all sorts of like conspiracy theory images or like stuff of like the Star of David or something in the images. That's like amazing. They're just making some jokes or something.
Yeah, Mexicans love to make stupid jokes like that. Argentinians specifically. I'm going to teach you a fun little Spanish saying for you, just for you, Skibbity Coffee. Say, you're going to sound it out together. Say soy. Say soy.
Can you say it first?
I'll say it because it doesn't apply to me. just trust. Just go with me. Just trust. Trust me. Trust me. It's just two words. It's just two words. Say soy. Say soy.
Soy.
Joto. Joto. Like
soy.
J. Joto. Trust me. Just say it. I mean, joto. I just said it. I'll joto. Say it together.
Soy joto. Matching it in Japanese or something. You probably trolled me with some shit.
Yeah, I did. You just said you were a faggot. Just said you were a faggot. No, that's what hoto means. It means faggot.
Oh. Do you say hoto with like, do you say it like in Japanese with a chisaitsu or whatever? Like the stop sound like a hoto? Or do you say hoto? Or do you say,
I say hoto.
Stop it. In the middle of like a chisaitsu.
Yeah, that'd be funny. No, I just say hoto because, my Spanish is not as good as you make it out to be. I understand I can write in it, but when it comes to speaking, it's horrible because I don't speak in Spanish often. I do. It's only either at church or with family.
Oh.
But I can write in it and I can definitely read it. But yeah, any other questions for the one and only septic sarcoma?
So, like, I don't know. So, this is, like, it seems you made, like, one video about, like, some sort of anime or something that got viral, and then you don't really make any rant videos like that after. Oh. I don't know, you made, like, one video where you just ranted about anime, and then everything else is just, like, shit posts after that.
Somewhat.
I guess there's, like, a 4chan reading video.
Yeah, so the video you're talking about, Ryza being performative, that's more just about people, about how I don't like people who perform or, like, pose off of stuff they have no interest in or, like, don't really care about, and they're just posers. It's just more about posers. Actually, I'm working on another video right now. It's just I'm scripting.
Okay. It. I don't know, I like the rant videos like that.
I do plan to make more stuff like that. It's just, I'm scripting. I'm, like, actually writing a script out.
I just think it would have been funny in your 4chan reading video if you included that one copypasta of the "my girlfriend uses the N-word and I absolutely hate it" copypasta in it.
Man, I know what you're talking about. It is funny. Dude, I don't... Knowing where it was originally posted on Reddit, I don't know if it was a joke or serious. It'd be funny if it was serious, but...
Well, I mean, it's Reddit. Everyone's a degenerate on it, so it probably is serious. People are actually goon to that sort of fantasy on Reddit.
I've met people who actually are into that sort of thing. That's something I don't like. People are way too open about that. Yeah, no, people are way too open about that thing, and it's like, alright. what I was gonna say was, shit, so for the advice video, or like the 4chan one, me and my friend, Charlie, we just went on the advice board at that day, and we found some really interesting stories, and we read them together, and that was the video, and that was like my New Year's gift. What do Japanese people think of you, Skibbity?
I don't know. I don't really talk to people that much. Don't really go outside that much.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm not saying, like, you have to, but why not?
I don't know.
That might do you some good. You should probably go outside a bit more. I would.
Alright.
What are you drinking, Skibbity Coffee?
Water.
I'm drinking Pib Extra. They don't have that where you're from.
Pib Extra.
A Pib Extra.
What is Pib Extra? Is it like a soda? Is it alcohol or what?
It's a Dr. Pepper off-brand.
Oh! Fuck. Why not just drink regular Dr. Pepper? Is Dr. Pepper really that expensive?
No, it's not expensive. It's when you go to Domino's, they don't have Dr. Pepper, they have Pib Extra. And I bought a 2-liter from Domino's, because it tastes the exact same.
Really?
And it's 2 liters.
I know in Japan, they actually have Dr. Pepper at Domino's in Japan.
Do they? That's crazy. I know they have Dr. Pepper in Japan.
Domino's is one of the few places in Japan where you can actually get Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know that. For me, when I went to Japan, my hotel had Dr. Pepper. And it's actually cheaper and it's bigger, which is cool. I thought that was cool. Japan was cool. I did not hate it at all. And plus, I'm a weeb.
Okay. I think that's pretty obvious looking at your channel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like anime. Dude, you should see my room.
Oh.
Sometimes, like, you want to, I have a question, like, what are you, like, ethnically?
White.
Yeah, but, like,
I don't know, like, specific. Well, I don't really like to identify with ancestry because I think that's kind of stupid. You should identify with your culture or nationality more, I think, than exact ethnicity from DNA tests. Mm-hmm. In terms of DNA, from my understanding, just from my family tree, it's just, like, basically just Germans and Irish people, pretty much, and, like, maybe a few Anglo motherfuckers.
That's interesting. You want to know
nothing special, really.
Know a true American, or not American, but a Mexican tradition that, like, you have to do, like, when you're 13, because it's, like, you becoming, like, a man. It's, we go to our family's ranch, find the family's goat, you have to chase the goat, and you have to, like, skin it alive and pee on it. That's true, man. Like, I'm not lying at all.
You're gonna talk about some story about like sex or something with it, like zoophilia. I remember watching a video about a town in Colombia or something where they are zoophiles with donkeys or some shit.
Oh, is that so?
It was crazy.
We are brown trash. What can I say? I have a son. If you didn't know, I actually do. Yeah, I have a son actually. His name is Eduardo.
I thought you were, like, in college.
I am. Mexicans don't know what a condom is. Have you ever heard the...
Oh. How old is he?
He's, 2. He's 2 years old. Oh. I slap him around when he acts. When I was making the performative video...
Damn.
He got a little loud, so I had to, like, punch him in the face. I had to teach him a lesson. It's okay. It's okay. He'll grow up to be a good man.
Is this actually serious or are you joking?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
No, dude, I don't have a fucking son. I don't have a son. no, I don't. Just wanted to say that. It just sounded funny in my head.
Aww.
Or do I? Okay. I don't know.
I was just like, mm-hmm. I was just thinking, like, it's a stereotype that, like, Mexicans don't wear condoms or something, but, like, I remember hearing how, like, some scientists in Mexico invented the birth control pill, so how does that work? Get to invent birth control pills, but like,
well, they
struggle with teen pregnancies if a Mexican scientist invented
it. Well, that's in America, and the reason is because they're poor. And poor people in general don't have the best access to family planning, but that's a whole argument. That's a whole thing I don't really care about, but I do have a funny story about that. I went to church one time. I went to mass. I went to the English mass with my... And I was holding my little sister's hand. And this lady comes up to me and says, "Oh, how nice is it of you to take your daughter to church?" And I'm laughing. I'm trying my best not to laugh because one, I don't look that old. Two, why do you think that's my daughter? Why do you think that's my daughter? I thought it was funny. I told her, I just quickly corrected her and saying, "No, that's not my daughter." But no, yeah, the stereotype is prevalent. Do you plan to ever have kids?
I'm just glad she didn't accuse you of your sister being your wife or some shit, because that would have been, like,
if she thought
you were a pedo or something.
I really would doubt that.
Oh.
You need to get your mom out of bed, young man.
Yeah, I just know, like, a lot of people... Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people with, like, Arabs or something, like, make jokes about, like, how, oh, he's hanging out with his wife or something, and it's just some guy's, like, 5-year-old sister or something making a joke about Arabs and pedophilia or something.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Do you,
So what was your question earlier?
Oh, yeah. Do you want kids, Mr. Skibbity Coffee? Do you plan to have, like, little, like, do you plan to teach them the ways? Oh, that's cool. What would you name them?
I don't fucking know.
You should name them after
me. I don't really know.
Or you should name them Septic Sarcoma. Trust me. It's a beautiful name. What do you want, your Skibbity? Mr. Skibbity?
Just like... It's just like... How did you come up with your username? I think you already talked about this earlier. I guess it doesn't matter since you talked about it earlier.
Well, I'll say it again. Well, there's a music genre called Gore Grind. I love... Gore Grind is just, best way to put it, it's just extreme metal grindcore, or like it's death metal with grindcore influences that's about gore and pathology, and a lot of... I'll read you some gore grind song titles right now. Like, I'm going to use the band Last Days of Humanity, for example. Check. I also have a Last Days vinyl shirts. Septical Convulsion, Blood Spattered Chainsaw Slaughter, Rancid Clotter Rectum, The Smell of the Dead, Putrid Mass of Burnt Excrement. So do you kind of see my point? And with, like, another band, like,
Yeah, I understand.
Let's use, Disgorge, like, the one from Mexico. That is the video I'm making. So I'm making a video about a gore grind band called Disgorge that I like.
Disgorge,
as in, like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think they're cool.
When I think about a band in Mexico, I forgot the name of this guy, but, like, I remember watching a video talking about, like, a story of, like, it was some musician or something where, like, mm-hmm. he was given a note on stage that he was gonna die, yet he still did 92, I think. Do you understand who I'm talking
Sanchez.
About?
Yes, Chilino Sanchez.
Literally, when I hear people talk about Mexican music, think of that exact guy like that or guy. Whatever.
He's really cool. You should... Oh. His music's pretty cool. Or I like his music.
I don't know. But no, I kind of think it's weird that they just... gave him a note saying they'll kill him after. Like, why didn't they just get an assassin with a sniper and just shoot him while he's on the stage?
Well,
and, like, make a huge performance out of it.
From what I know about it is, one... Yeah, so what I know about that is, first of all, he's been warned before, like, hey, show up in Sinaloa, you're gonna be killed. Due to what I remember, some personal family stuff that happened, where, supposedly, I could be misremembering, someone raped his sister, he went to Sinaloa and shot them, and, like, the cartels in Sinaloa were like, hey, you ever come back to Sinaloa, you're dead.
Yeah?
And that's what they told him, but, well, that concert was in Sinaloa, and he sent him the note, like, hey, if you continue this, you don't leave now, this is it. Well, what do you think he does? He clearly didn't leave. He performed the song, and then they shot him dead after that concert.
Oh. And another... What if... I was just thinking, why didn't he tell the crowd what was going to happen and, like, have all his fans in the crowd be his bodyguards and, like, make them his own personal soldiers to track down and kill the guys? Like, if he has millions of fans around the country, why didn't he weaponize his fans and, like, build his own army of supporters that will target anyone who tries to hurt him? If I was a famous musician, I would,
is that, like, is that what you do?
Basically make my own army or something.
Well...
Yeah, if I was famous, I'll try to build my own army with my supporters, basically.
What would you call them? Would you call them, coffeeers or something?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, he could have, like, built his own gang with millions of people using his supporters and stuff. I don't know, I just feel like there's ways he could have prevented this from happening.
I mean...
Because if he's, like, a famous guy with millions of people who knew him...
I guess. I don't know. I don't really think so, because, one, that'd be putting people in danger. Yeah, one, that'd be putting people in danger. Two, I don't think it works that way, because, especially with how Mexico is. Dude, they shoot up quinceañeras, they shoot up, parties, they don't care, as long as the person's gone. Yeah. But, I don't know. That'd be funny, I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's how it works.
Like, I thought...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also I thought cartels were against rape or something. I don't know. I remember watching some video where, like, some fat guy was, like, beheaded by a cartel because the fat guy, like, raped his daughter or something. Like, I thought cartels were against that shit and, like, would behead people for doing that against them or their family.
Well, it kind of depends on what group you're dealing with, I guess. And two, a lot of those people are rapists themselves. But okay.
Oh.
I mean, I bet some do care, and I bet instances like that does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm also, like, saying, like, you know what I mean? Kind of get, like, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I think it just more depends on the what group you're dealing with.
Oh.
But what else? You can just ask me whatever, and I'll try my best. No, don't worry.
Yeah.
I like picking my nose, if you didn't know. Like, the gooier it is, the more. You should try that. It actually helps with the brain. It makes you smarter. Like, drinking smart water actually makes you smarter, if you didn't know. Have you ever had smart water? Where they don't have that in Nippon or wherever? Maybe that's why you're such a dummy, bro. It's because you don't drink smart water. You don't eat goldfish. You don't drink smart water. You don't pick your nose. Like, it's not even good for you.
Yeah.
This is like what? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of things to talk about.
You can ask whatever. I'll just try my best to answer.
This might sound weird, but, like, I feel like... And I remember because I sometimes read random Wikipedia pages. Uh-huh. I, like, read the Wikipedia article for, like, Nirvana or something, like, the band or whatever. And, mm-hmm. like, it was basically just, like, all of those bands, like, Nirvana and shit like that, were, like, they say, oh, we're edgy because we support LGBT or something. Like, no, you fucking aren't. Like, I don't know, it's just weird seeing all these, like, leftists who claim they're edgy, rebellious against the system, yet they say the most pro-establishment shit, like, about how white people are bad or something. Well, it's just, like, you aren't actually a musician than Nirvana ever was, because Moon Man, it's literally, you can't even watch it on YouTube. Like, you have to go on, like, with Vidly or something to watch it. It's actually, like, something where you can't find it on mainstream websites. While, like, Nirvana, you can find it everywhere. Yet Nirvana motherfuckers and, like, his name? Kurt Cobain? That motherfucker, like, talked about how, oh, I'm so edgy because I support LGBT and I hate Christians. This is, like, you can find his music on Spotify and shit. Like, I don't know, you get what I'm saying? Like, all these mainstream people claim they're so edgy while, like...
One, I think that's...
I don't know, that safe. Pisses me off, people who LARP as being edgy while being leftist.
I mean, there are quite a lot of actual edgy leftist bands. You ever fucking listen to a... I don't know, any grindcore album, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, Napalm Death, yeah. They sing about...
But, like, are they, like... Edgy things. But I was just thinking, like, are they so edgy to the point where you can't... Where, like, you literally are forced to pirate it because everywhere there's literally no way to listen to it officially since YouTube and Spotify and all of it have banned their songs because of how extreme it is. Something where, like, you literally have to go on some weird Russian website to pirate it because it's basically, like, mm-hmm. no one wants to sell it anywhere.
Well, maybe not the best example.
That's my point.
But a lot of people who make Goregrind are edgy leftists. Like, a lot of them are. And a lot of them get their music banned. Like, a Bandcamp, Spotify. Spotify especially really hates Goregrind. So a lot of that stuff gets banned. But that's probably due to album covers more than anything else. Because the album covers are actual.
But I just mean, like, with Moon Man or, like, Johnny Rebel songs, like, basically racist music, a lot of those are actually banned on mainstream platforms.
You can also find a lot of racist music on Spotify. Goat Moon's on Spotify. there's more. Points on Spotify from last I've heard.
I mean, I know Hard Archive is on Spotify and YouTube.
Hate.
But, like... But I'm talking about, like, Johnny Rebel or, like, Moon Man or, like, Mr. You know Bond or something. Yeah, like, I know. Actual, like, neo-Nazi music or something.
I mean, Burzum's online, and the guy behind Burzum's a neo-Nazi.
Oh, really? I never heard of him.
Yeah, don't get into that stuff. We don't need more fat black metal fans. I'm just saying that now.
I don't know.
No, there's quite a lot. Burzum comes to mind. Yeah, Varg Vikernes is a neo-Nazi. I mean, his music's not really neo-Nazi related, but Pounce. Let me see if Goat Moon's still on Spotify.
I don't know, I've never heard of these people you're talking about.
Yeah, Goat Moon is on Spotify. No way. Holy shit. That's not Goat Moon. That's some other project. Don't worry. But no, there exists a lot of stuff. There's a band. A band called Grand Belial's Key. I mean, the members behind Grand Belial's Key are Nazis. The members are Nazis and whatnot. And I mean, they're banned off of Spotify, but you can easily find their music on YouTube. You can easily buy from them.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, like, I'm just thinking, have you heard of Mr. Bond or something?
No, I haven't. Please enlighten me.
Really? Mr. Bond is basically some Austrian guy who, like, would make, like, racist covers of different songs, like, make racist covers of, like, Eminem songs or something, like, who would post them in, like, late 2010s or something, but I think it was, like, 2019 or 2020, he got arrested by the police since he's in an EU country. He got arrested for his music or something because some retard in the government tied his music to Stefan Ballet, if you know who that is. Stefan Ballet was, like, a guy who did a shooting of a synagogue, and that guy, he played some of Mr. Bond's songs in his car before the shooting. So the police said, oh, Mr. Bond must have inspired Stefan Ballet to do the shooting, therefore he's a terrorist, and let's arrest him! So, like, they did, and, like, I think he's still in prison to this day, but it's still, like, you can't actually prove Mr. Bond inspired Stefan Ballet to do this shooting.
Wait, you're telling me someone who makes shitty parodies is in prison? That sounds like a win to me. Like, I don't really care about the politics.
I know, but it's just like, it's an EU country.
Well, I don't live in the EU. I don't care.
Yeah.
We don't do that in Germany.
This is like, what?
We don't do that here in Germany.
Yeah, but this is stupid that they called him a terrorist just because some guy listened to his music while doing a mass shooting. Like, how can you prove he actually inspired him and not the other way around? Or, like, not that he got extremist himself and then started listening to his music. Like, so, you can't actually prove anything from it.
So, actually, fun fact about that, for Goregrind, and Pornogrind, there was a...
Pornogrind?
Yeah, it's just Goregrind, but except it's about perversion and sex, and it's more groovy. Notable bands are like 2 Minute Drake, Cemetery Rapist, Cock and Ball Torture, and Gut. Those would probably be my examples for those. So in 2019, there was a shooting where 9 people were killed, and the perpetrator was in a Pornogrind band, like the vocalist for a Pornogrind band for a short period of time called Menstrual Munchies. And when that happened was Bandcamp started banning like a lot of Pornogrind and a lot of Goregrind because of this guy. And I had a lot of, since I'm involved in like a lot of like Pornogrind and Goregrind scenes because I actually make music, a lot of people I know told me that like they would get their projects banned. So yeah, and they're like stuff like that. People don't really play around when others get killed, if you couldn't tell.
No, this is like, I don't know, at least in the US, if you're using like, this is like, I don't know, it's just like, it's just weird because, like, in an American court or something, if Mr. Bond was charged for terrorism or something, that the case would be thrown out immediately because if I was his lawyer, I would argue that there's no actual evidence that Stefan Ballet got inspired just from his songs alone and no other outside source. And even then, someone getting inspired to do a shooting isn't a crime in itself or something, so it's just like, I don't know, I feel like if I was his lawyer, I could argue that if he was in America, but like,
if the
police don't like you, they could just charge you and you can't do anything about it.
If I was his lawyer, I'd give up because I think he's a faggot, but yeah. I don't know, I think I really don't really care for that stuff. I mean, there's probably greater implications.
I don't really care either, but it's just like,
I mean, you do. You don't have to say you don't. You do because you do have like, when you brought it up and you have and it does make you mad.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're doubling down. Don't do that.
I don't know, but it's just like, it's more of a problem with the legal system in the EU than, because I don't really care that much about him or his music. It's just like, I just think it's stupid that he's charged for bullshit reasons that don't actually make any sense and you can't actually prove of actual evidence.
Oh, I mean, I guess. But again, I don't care. I don't live in the EU.
Yeah. By the way, in 2019, you said a shooter, like, basically made all these bands go missing or something. What is the name of that shooter or something?
I remember his name was something like Connor Betts, something like that. He was just in a band, a Pornogrind
band. I've never heard of him.
And Bandcamp was just like, whoa, we need to shut this down because he was in a Pornogrind band. Stupid, yeah, it's stupid. I care more about that because that's stuff I like. Because I listen to Pornogrind, I listen to Goregrind. I'm into grindcore, I'm into death metal.
Yeah,
I go to shows and whatnot.
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy, weirdly enough. I don't know, I know about the Christchurch mosque shooting and then Patrick Crucis' shooting of a Walmart in El Paso, and I've heard of Stefan Ballet's shooting of a synagogue in Germany. Those three all happened in 2019, but I've never heard of Connor Betts or whatever. What? I don't know. Was he like a neo-Nazi guy who like targeted the synagogue or some shit or what?
No. I don't really,
I don't know. I mostly know about like the extremist types.
Yeah, well, one, I don't really care to like put myself like into seeing all this extremist stuff because one, it puts me in a bad mood. Two, like these are fucking losers as it is. These are like fucking like unironically.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they're losers. They're genuine like just horrible people, and I don't really care to hear why they did it. I don't really care for that because I don't care about their message. None of that. Like they killed people. They're fucking stupid and they're fucking retarded. That's all I really have to say about that.
Yeah. This is like with Brenton Tarrant and the Christchurch mosque shooting. Think about him, it's like read into like, his reasoning is completely stupid because like he was angry over a killing of a little girl in Sweden that was supposedly done by immigrants or whatever. But the thing is like,
yeah, then he killed
why did he have to kill 50
people?
50 people all the way half across why did he have to kill 50 people across the world revenge for a guy in Sweden doing a murder? Like, why didn't he actually go to Sweden and track down and kill the actual guy responsible for that murder he was angry about? Like, why did he have to kill a bunch of people who had nothing to do with that murder as his form of punishment for the crime and to pay for the sin or whatever? Like, it just seems stupid. Like, why collectively punish everyone for the crime of one guy?
Well, those people are retarded, so I don't really know. The fact that they're killing should already say something enough. But, I don't know, this stuff is just sad. I don't really talk about it, because it's just sad and silly. It's silly that people do this, and it's sad that people die. I like silly comical things. I like cool comical things. I like, death metal. I like, I like when it's cartoonish. I like when we have like cartoonish depictions of death, not actual death. Or if I like death, I like them on my album covers, man.
I don't know.
there's what channels do you like on Vidly? Vidly Coffee.
Okay. I like Gudetamatu. I like him. I guess I like Con 11. I don't know. I mean, I sometimes watch a Shingo video. I really like Ismet, too.
I like,
there's a lot of people I like on Vidly.
Yeah, me too. For me, I like, sorry.
Yeah.
I like Shingo. I like, Legionalist, Best Bro Gamer Show, Quinn, Ye Older Feller Noob, and, Shy Studios, and, Skibbity Coffee, you know? I don't know if you ever heard of that guy. It's like this fat dude that talks about Hulk. I think it would be funny if you, like, you posted your address on Vidly. I'd send you a pizza.
I don't think there's any pizza places around or anything.
No, there is. I'm just being an asshole right now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why do you care so much about, like, debating about politics and so much? Especially on a site like Vidly.
I don't know, it's just fun. Hmm. I don't know, I just think it's fun or something, I don't know.
Oh, wait, I forgot, there's, what's that one guy's name? There's Neb Shady 2001. I actually like that guy's videos a lot.
Oh yeah, I like him too.
Is the non-binary representation the site needs?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one bullied him off yet or anything.
Well, because he makes good content. I think that's why.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just like if he came in 2024 or like 2023, Vidly, imagine what would have happened.
Yeah, probably people would have been meaner.
Oh fuck, am I using the wrong pronouns?
I don't really care. It's more something you should talk to him about than me. But, I like how on the site you can call people a faggot.
Oh, fuck.
That's awesome. I like, we should call people faggots more.
Yeah.
Bro, like,
What are some problems of Vidly you would like to see changed?
I wish there would be less, not less AMVs, but I wish there would be more, like, original content, but there is a lot of original content. I just think it'd be cool if more people were doing I don't know, I guess their own thing. That's why I like channels I listed earlier. Oh, and my goat Paladini. Oh. Like, I like that guy is just a trucker.
Paladini.
He just talks about his life.
I don't know.
I like stuff like that. That stuff is silly. Or like channels. I think no, I don't really see much problems on Vidly. I don't really care for the political content. I don't really like your political videos. I don't like My Genuine Sneed. I don't like World for Transgressions. Well, no, I like World for Transgressions, but that's because that guy's like like a black schizophrenic. So it's funny to watch him. We need more Vidly poops.
What about
What?
But I was just thinking, like, what about, like, Contrarian Baka or something, or, like, Gudetamatu, like, people who make libertarian political videos or something?
I don't care. It's still political. I think that stuff is silly.
I don't know.
I just don't... It's not like I think politics is, like, not important. I just don't really care enough. There used to be this cool little thing people used to abide by, where it's, like, don't bring up politics or God, or, like, religion and politics. I wish people would hold to that a bit more.
Yeah, there's just, like what else is there to talk about? Like,
well, I think
I don't know. I just don't think there's anything interesting to talk about outside of
besides,
that.
Well, yeah, there's music, there's art, there's billions of things. That's kind of why it's like, dude, is this all you can talk about? Dude, you can talk about literally paint drying. What do you mean there's nothing else to talk about?
I don't know, but it's just like, I'm sorry, I just like about like mass shooters or something.
Well, I don't. I think that's silly. I like to talk about anime music, and I like to talk about stupid shit that annoys me.
Yeah, I just think of, like, anime, no offense, but, like, most animes, it's just, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, most animes are, like, basically just run forever and reset their plots and stuff. I don't know how to explain it. It's like Family Guy or South Park, basically, where they, like, run for 20 or 30 years, continuing the same plots over and over and over again. Whoa. And stuff. Like, it doesn't actually have a proper end to it.
Well, for me, I like,
You know what I'm saying?
I guess I do. I think that's common in a lot of shonen animes, especially, like, something like One Piece. Yeah. But for me, I like a lot of, like, moe anime, like, or slice of life.
Yeah.
Like, I like Azumanga
Daioh. I mean, I don't really watch this, but, like,
Kitamari Sketch, K-On!, Lucky Star, like, Nichijou, that sort of thing. I like simple.
I don't really.
Oh, sorry.
What I was going to say is, like, even though I don't personally watch it, I do respect Evangelion, because, like, Evangelion, it actually has a beginning and an end, and there's no continuation after the end. Like, no. You get, like, 20 episodes to explain the story, and then you're done. No, nothing else after.
You know, a lot
like,
of
it doesn't just continue like, on forever, right? Like, 20 years.
Oh, yeah, but that's, like, but there's, like,
I don't know.
In America. Like, there's, like, tons of animes that are just, like, one season. Like, there's... I'm thinking one thing that you could watch as an end, a start and an end, and has more of a plot. Cowboy
Bebop. I like stuff like
Alien 9.
Yeah. I like stuff like Breaking Bad or like Squid Game, where like it actually starts from the beginning to the end in an exact timeline.
Yeah, there's stuff like that. I just think you're watching the wrong shit. That's cool. I don't really care. What do you think about The Sopranos? Because that's like my favorite.
I've never watched The Sopranos.
Okay. Sorry, you lost my respect.
Wait, what?
Lost my respect for that. The Sopranos is like the best show ever. Watch it.
Oh, I never watched it.
You should.
Then again, I'm kind of a hypocrite because I do like watching SML or something, which doesn't really have a plot either. It's just the same shit over and over again. No SML like Super Mario Logan?
Yeah, I do know Super Mario Logan.
I don't know, so I'm a hypocrite for talking about anime being so bad. This is like, I don't know, I think I'm kind of going off the rails and retardation for like the last hour or so.
No, don't worry.
This is like...
this is like what?
I don't know, I'm trying to think of things to talk about. It's just like... Fuck, I keep forgetting what I was going to say. This is like...
Do you like pizza and do you like soda? Because I like pizza and I like soda.
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, hey, did you hear any like background noise? I just want to be sure.
Not really any background noise, I think.
Alright, good. I mean, that's all that matters. Well, what, I have...
Yeah, I think we should go now.
Alright. Thank you for having me on. This was something, alright? You should watch The Sopranos. That's really all I have to say.
Did I ask you this question already?
Ask it ahead.
I think I was gonna say, what is something you'd like to see change with Fidley? I don't know if you answered this already or not.
I just said I wish for people to... post more original content. That's it. Because that what makes...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
It's more OC. It's fine.
Yeah, I like original content. Yeah,
You should,
What is your final words?
Skibby, this is for you. Don't cut this out, please. You should stop taking things so seriously. I hope you have a good day after this. You should, I don't think you should be taking things so seriously. Have more whimsy, dude. You gotta be like a whimsy fat guy, not like a serious, sad fat guy. Alright, take care. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Ciao.
Yeah.
Alright, take care.